kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
Napakaswerte natin dahil kahit na maaga po ang kanyang flight, alas 4 ng madaling araw, ay talagang pumunta po siya dito sa SBS Filipino program para makigreet at makisample, no, para sa ating mga kababayan. Nako, ikaw na magpakilala, Dan. Ang haba ng kanyang bio.
Atin pong bisita ngayong umaga, napakaspesyal. He's recognized para sa kanyang smooth vocals, kanyang heartfelt delivery sa kanyang mga awitin. At syempre, ang kanyang musika, talaga yung appeal sa ating mga Filipino fans at sa mga fans sa buong mundo, yung kanyang contemporary Filipino music, yung kanyang touch dyan sa R&B lalo na. At syempre, siya po ay nagsimula, no, nakilala din sa pagsali sa The Voice Teens Philippines in 2017 at naging finalist nga siya sa mentorship ng megastar lang.
Wow.
Naman, Sharon. Diba? At since then, siya po ay, syempre, ito na, nagtuloy-tuloy na ang kanyang career under a recording artist under ABS-CBN Star Music. At syempre, ayun, naging bahagi na ng iba-ibang events, music events, TV programs, and of course, live performances. At syempre, eto na, welcome po natin. Ako, kilalang-kilala para sa kanyang napakaswabing boses, singing style, pop, at syempre, ballad, at of course, R&B. At alam mo ba, nako, Claudette, ito nahagip ko lang doon. Naalala ko sa 33rd Awit Awards, lang naman ang nanalo, Best R&B Recording. Welcome po natin sa ating programa, Jeremy G.
Jeremy, welcome!
Naku, grabe naman yung intro na yan. Kinakabahan na ako.
Diba?
Pa-build up na pa-build up sa akin. Pero thank you so much. Good morning po sa inyong lahat. Good morning sa ating lahat. Thank you guys so much for having me here. Oh my gosh. I'm here in Australia. Yeah.
Wait lang. Tanong ko lang, Jeremy, first time mo ba sa Australia?
First time.
Wow.
First time dito. Kaya when they asked me to do this, go ako agad.
Mm-mm.
Dahil una sa lahat, I love doing radio tours para sa music or whatever.
Mm-mm.
I love it. I love seeing yung sistema dito.
Mm-mm.
Kanina sinabi ko sa'yo, Adibate, na ano, sobrang hanga ako sa mga ano, katulad mo, yung mga talk show hosts, yung mga radio DJs. Kasi, hindi ko kaya. Hindi ko kaya yung mga ganito.
Pipindot-pindot ka pa, tapos magsasalita, ganyan.
Hindi ko kaya.
Pero, syempre, iba din naman yung talento. Ibang level din naman. Ako, R&B lang naman. Pero, kilalanin natin ng mas mabuti, Dan, no, si Jeremy. Kasi nga, nakikita lang natin siya nagpa-perform, at saka, syempre, nag-host, no, sa ASA. Pero, Jeremy, alam ko yung kwento mo is that you were born in California, and
yes,
then you lived there for a while, and then pumunta ka lang sa Pilipinas dahil nga sa The Voice Teens. So, ibig sabihin, talagang doon ka lumaki, you're an American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was born there, and actually, I only found my love for music nung anong grade to? Second year of high school, so sophomore pa lang ako. Tapos na-discover ko na sobrang ano, gusto ko yung music. I joined the high school choir. Tapos, parang senior year ko to. So, last year ko ng high school, there was an ad nakita ng dad ko. Sinabi niya sa akin na may auditions for The Voice Teens. And then, nung una, kinakabahan talaga ako. Kasi, I only recently discovered my love for music. Tapos biglang, that decision is, either iiwan ko yung naging buhay ko dun sa States and going to the Philippines, or I just don't take the opportunity when it's there.
Yeah.
So, I would like to thank my parents, first of all. My family, and then my choir teacher, April Dooley. Dahil, they showed na, they showed me that I can do it, and they made me believe in myself then when
wow,
I couldn't at the time.
So wait lang. So kinailangan mong iwanan yung buhay sa Amerika para nga pumasok, no, sa career, sa singing career, or mag-join sa The Voice Teen.
Yeah.
So what were you thinking that time? Parang nagdalawang isip ka ba, or
di lang dalawa, tatlo.
Tatlong isip. Okay, tell us about that.
Yun nga kasi the auditions were happening during my senior year of high school.
Oo, pag-graduate
so,
ka.
Pag-graduate ako. So, if I were to leave everything during senior year, tapos hindi ko tatapusin, hindi ako graduate sa high school. So, I had to talk to my principal, all my teachers. Sinabi ko sa kanila kung anong ginagawa ko, anong balak kong gawin. buti nga pumayag sila. And I was able to do some work over in the Philippines and bring work to the Philippines during the blind auditions and everything. And ang mahirap din dun, bukod sa school, bukod sa education ko, my mom, there was a time where it was only me and my mom. Mm. And my dad and my brother were there in the States.
Yeah.
So, may time na hiwalay kami. Mm-mm. So, sobrang hirap yun sa amin. At hanggang ngayon, I can't thank my mom, my dad, my brother enough dahil sobrang laki ng sacrifice nila na ginawa nila for me. Because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have been able to get used to how the Philippines was, the culture and everything. Kasi syempre lumaki ako sa States eh.
Yes.
But something that I'm thankful for, kahit lumaki ako sa States, my parents taught me the Filipino culture din. So I still was familiar with how Filipinos were, how friendly we are to everyone, how respectful din. So yun nga, kahit sabihin natin na I grew up in the States, I grew up Pinoy pa rin.
Pinoy at heart.
Yan.
Dan?
Okay, yung gusto ko yung tanong eh, yung adjustment naman niya nung dumating na siya sa Pilipinas, di ba? Kahit nagtatagalog ka ba? Marunong ka ba magtagalog? Paano yung simula mo magkaroon ng mga kaibigan doon?
Ito yung nakakatawa nung ano, auditions ko pa lang ng The Voice Teens. Papa Dan, di ko alam kung napanood mo or napanood nyo. There was a time na after kung kumanta, nagko-comment yung mga coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, if you guys were to look back, when they cut back to my face, there's parts where I was smiling and laughing. Pero sa totoong buhay, hindi ko alam kung anong sinasabi ng mga coaches sa akin, ng mga komento nila. So, nung time na yon, I wasn't really... I could understand, pero yung sobrang simple sentences
okay.
lang.
Uh-oh.
And I couldn't speak it. When if my parents would speak to me in Tagalog, English yung reply ko sa kanila.
So linawin natin na si Jeremy ay talagang English speaking. Siya kasi nga sa Amerika lumaki, pero natuto na lang siyang magtagalog dahil nga pumunta ka sa Pilipinas.
Yes.
Ang galing, pero ang galing mo magtagalog ngayon.
Thank you.
In a span
so
of ilang years ba?
2017 yung
Five?
The Voice, so mga
seven years na.
Wow. 7 years na. Yeah.
Oh, parang dun ka, no?
I know.
pero ito no, nung nandun ka na sa The Voice Teens, no? At Philippines 2017, di ba? Did you have any idea kung si Coach Sharon Cuneta? Yeah, Sharon Cuneta, kung gano'n siya kalaking star and you were under her mentorship.
Ito yung naging story ko nung The Voice Teens. Kasi, even though I joined The Voice Teens, I wasn't really well informed about showbiz.
Mm.
About showbiz. Kasi, una sa lahat, I was doing basketball back then. I was also into sports. So, I wasn't really watching TV.
Okay.
So, I wasn't really into the Philippine pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung parents ko, they're big Sharonian fans.
Ah, okay.
So, puro Sharon Cuneta, So, when I was there, nakita ko si Coach Sharon. Sabi ko, okay. Feeling ko siyang pipiliin ko.
Ah.
If iikot siya. So, nung umikot siya, yun.
Doon na nagsimula. And how was it under her wings and her mentorship?
It was amazing dahil parang naging nanay ko rin siya.
Mm.
Because Coach Sharon is not only she doesn't caring for the artists and how the artist wants to go or explore in the career, but she's also very supportive when it comes to the outside of the music, outside of the music aspect.
Sa personal life.
So, naging nanay ko rin siya because she also taught me to keep my feet on the ground. Hindi lang in the industry, pati sa buhay ko.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are the things that I cherish till this day, yung mga advice na binibigay niya sa akin nun.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any specific, meron bang isang bagay na talagang tumatak sa'yo na lesson na binahagi sa'yo or art?
Siguro yun, however big I get, however many fans I get, always remember where I started. Hindi lang yun, but always remember the people I've come across,
yeah,
pati yung mga staff, mm-hmm, yung mga artists. Because sa totoo lang, I wouldn't be in the place I am now if it wasn't for the staff din, for my supporters. So, yun, tumatak talaga yan sa akin. And ever since, it's been a point to me to even to know the names of the staff. Kunyari sa ASAP, mm-hmm, Iwan ASAP, pati sa mga crew, the tech and everything. Naging ka-close ko sila because it's all a team effort. It's not only one person that's making the show a show.
Yes. So, yeah. I love that you're very grounded and humble.
Thank you.
Kasi importante yun sa industriya. Hindi ba,
yes,
Dan? Kasi parang yun din yung magpapatagal sa'yo sa industriya. Kung medyo malaki yung ulo mo, parang anako, machuchugi ka agad. Lalo na sa, di ba, entertainment industry na ganun. Ang dami ding mga dumadating ng mga stars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And nabanggit niya, no? Teka lang, tanong ko lang to. Nabanggit mo na yung ASAP. ASAP natin to, di ba? Big part of it. Regular performer, you host, and everything, di ba? Pero ano bang part ito sa career mo, tingin mo paano siya na-influence yung trajectory ng yung career? Are you enjoying it? How are you feeling being part of ASAP natin?
I love being a part of the ASAP family. ASAP is the place where I learned how to hone my performing skills and also my hosting skills. Because once I started doing ASAP, parang I wanted to explore more into performing, hindi lang yung pagkakanta ng mga ballads, mm-hmm, pati sa mga upbeat songs. So I think because of ASAP, I started doing dance classes and everything. And now they're having me do singing dance prods and ASAP.
Yes.
And bukod sa performing, sa hosting aspect naman, they're letting me host on Iwan ASAP.
Yeah.
I've been hosting there for a while na, for a year and a half or something. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. That's where I started learning how to speak Tagalog.
So thanks to ASAP.
Thanks to ASAP and Iwan ASAP. And all of my hosting gigs I've done before. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Mga newly found skills dahil nga napunta ka sa Pilipinas. So meron bang, kumbaga, regret? Or gusto mo bang bumalik sa States? Or you're happy with what you're doing
happy
right now?
I'm happy. I'm happy with what I'm doing. And I love it. It actually doesn't feel like a job.
Yeah.
Sa totoo lang. So, so as long as it feels like that, as long as it's fun pa rin to me, that's fine with me.
I'm very happy to know that kasi madami din kami na interview dito, Jeremy, ng mga Australian Filipinos na nag-try ng show business sa Philippines pero hindi sila nag-fly, so they had to go back and study again and start from zero. Pero never naman sila na-regret kasi parang masaya din sila na na-try nila pero mahirap nga. But you're already there doing a lot of great things. So,
thank you.
Congrats!
Thank you.
Baka pwede naman mapakinggan natin ng konti ng awitin. Ano bang pwede marinig namin from you?
Sige, meron akong kanta.
Impromptu to, ha?
Itong song na to, it was originally a solo version. Tapos ginawa namin siya ng remix. Tapos sobrang thankful ako nakasama ko si Bini Aya dito sa track na to. So in the original version, she was just part of the music video. Pero sa remix naging part siya ng song mismo.
Ah, so parang talent lang siya, parang ka-partner mo siya doon sa music video and then binago niyo.
Sa remix.
Okay,
version.
So what song is this?
Beanie din.
Okay. So tatayo ngayon, of course, si Jeremy sa ating mini stage na sinet up natin for him, Dan, para lang mas makakanta siya. So eto, ha, disclaimer lang, walang back track to, live na live at mag-a-acapella, of course, ang ating guest na si Jeremy. Once again, let's welcome Jeremy para sa awiting Beanie.
Okay, this is Beanie. Bini-bini laging ikaw, pwede ba kita makasayaw? Nakakasilo bawat mong galaw, hindi ka maalis. Di ka ba napapagod dahil lagi ka tumatakbo sa isip? Bini-bini ko laging ikaw, pagbigyan mo sana, tingin ko ay may pag-asa. Pag naging tayo, pangako ko ay liligaya ka. Ayan.
Wow! Malakpakan, ang galing! Okay, so that's That's an a cappella version at napansin ko very R&B pala itong genre mo, Jeremy. So how you said that na-discover mo lang nung high school ka na, 'di ba?
Yes. Actually, sobrang late if you were to put it in terms of how artists usually go. Mm-hmm. But I've always been a music lover.
Mm-hmm. As a listener.
Siguro yung R&B taste ko, it's not the normal, it's not the typical current R&B. It's more of the 90s, 2000s mm-hmm. R&B. Usher, mm-hmm. Brian McKnight, Boyz II Men, parang ganun.
Wow. Dan, mga era natin.
Wala akong sinabi. Wala akong sinabi.
Nabanggit niya kasi kanina yung ating mga paborito mga artist, yung mga nung 90s. Mag-national. Noong ko lang din. Sa Filipino naman, ang mga musikero, di ba? Sino mo influence mo? Sino pinakikinggan mo nung dumating ka and then up until now?
I think we can't not mention the icons.
Yeah.
Our icons. Sir Gary V, Sir Martin Rivera, Sir Ogie Alcacid. Coach Sharon din. Mm-hmm. Si Ate Reg. Because they were the standard for OPM.
Correct.
And it's so mm-hmm. amazing to see, lalo na sa ASAP, mm-hmm. It's so amazing to see them collaborate with the younger generation mm-hmm. as well. And speaking of that, I am so honored din to have been able to have a track with Miss Regine Velasquez Alcacid.
Wow,
that I wrote as well. So nakakatuwa din na was a part of it.
Oh. Ang galing. Ang galing ni Jeremy kasi alam mo Dan, yung kaninang kanta na kinanta niya, yung Beanie, with of course collaboration with Aya, siya nagsulat nun. So he's also a songwriter. Hindi lang singer. Full package.
Inspiration mo sa writing naman? Ano, may mga personal ano ba to, experience? Ano ba to, heartbreak to, or love?
Ayan na tayo, Papa Dan.
Yun yung expertise ni Papa Dan about love.
Itong song na Beanie, siguro halo siya. It's a part of personal experience and it's a part of storytelling of lives that I've seen from people. Mm-hmm. It's about a person that is super shy. Torpe siya.
Torpe.
Yan.
Yes.
Sa perspective ng torpe na he wants to say something to the girl but he can't say it directly. Mm-hmm. He can only put it through song. He can only do whatever he wants in his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So parang ganun.
Nakaka-relate ka, Dan?
Ayan na tayo eh.
Ulit, tingnan natin kung anong nangyari. Pero, alam mo kasi, mas maganda, no? May hugot din minsan eh, no? Yung sa songwriting. Pero, ayun, ito na, na-curious lang ako, Claudette, okay lang ba itanong ko? Speaking of like, you know, writing songs, di ba? I'm sure yung fans mo, audience mo, hindi lang naman sa Pilipinas. I'm sure may mga naiwan kang mga kakilala, no? Na hindi Pilipino. Okay, kunyari, LA ka, no?
Yes po.
So do they ask you ano yung music mo? Do you have to explain to them or do you let them listen to it?
Actually, mga pinsan ko sa States, they're the ones na they don't even understand Tagalog. So I'd have to translate it to them. I'd have to There's some songs where I show it to them and they vibe with it. Gusto nila pero hindi nila naiintindihan. So I'd have to explain everything. But they still like it.
Mm-hmm.
They still love the music and it's I love it when kahit hindi nila naiintindihan, na-appreciate pa rin nila yung OPM in general.
Mm-hmm. Eto naman, have you had the chance to explore Australian music? Jeremy.
Actually, hindi pa.
Hindi pa. Oo.
Hindi pa.
More kung gusto itanong, actually, yung ganda ng tanong mo, no? Kasi about like knowing yung sa global stage, di ba?
Oo.
Di ba? Nakikinig siya ng, alam mo yun, ng iba pa, I mean, bukod sa American music and all that, or R&B even, di ba? Listen, do you try to explore and get inspiration from like different artists?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think as a songwriter din, It's important to get different influences not only from your genre, your main genre, but pati na rin sa ano sa mga ibang genres as well, because there's points in my songwriting in my songwriting life na I found inspirations from different genres and I incorporated it in R&B sense. Lalo na when I produce for other artists din, dun ko na input yung mga inspirations ng ibang genres.
As a Filipino artist, no, how important do you think it is to represent din yung Filipino culture or yung Filipino taste sa global stage? Kanyan. Is it a dream of yours to share the Filipino music outside?
Oh yeah, it's always been a dream to share OPM outside of the Philippines, and we've had so many great artists that are starting to pave the way. We have SB19, we have Beanie as well that are tackling the global stage, and ang maganda din sa OPM ngayon. This is what we've been talking about din within the music industry, na OPM is so vast.
Yes.
There's not really a limit of what you can do as a songwriter, as an artist, because everyone appreciates OPM kahit anong klaseng genre yan.
Exactly.
So yun yung nakakatuwa din na you're not afraid to explore genres because people are always an open ear to everything.
Kasi syempre yung mga Pinoy talagang pagkantahan, hindi ba? Talagang magaling and number one. Wait lang, nung dumalaki ka ba, nagkaraoke ba kayo sa bahay?
Oh, all the time.
Ah,
all the time. Tapos ako ang laging pinapakanta sa sa family gatherings and everything. Kaya minsan yung mga pinsan ko, nagsasawa na sila sa boses ko. Kasi lagi ako yung pinapakanta doon. But yan, growing up, karaoke Park. Talaga.
And ako, baka mapakanta ka dito, no? Sa Australia, no? Mahilig din magkaraoke ang mga Pilipino. Pero, sorry, bukod sa pupuntahan o attendan mo na, syempre, malaking event, no? Ano mangyayari soon. Ano bang nililook forward mo dito sa Australia?
Yes. Nagusto
mo may...
Alam mo, it's... Whenever I visit a new place, I'm always keeping an open mind because I don't want to set expectations. So I always want to keep an open mind. And this is what I told everyone when I landed na kahit ano,
surprise me ganyan.
Surprise me. I don't have any limits. I just want to experience Australia. I want to experience Melbourne for what it is. I don't want to have a skewed view of what some people think it is. Ayan.
Kasi yung iba, like Ben and Ben, I think nilook forward nila yung coffee. Yung coffee dito kasi they heard that Melbourne had good coffee. So I think some of them are really coffee lovers. So talaga uminom sila ng kape dito.
Kape?
Oh,
okay.
And some of them also, I think they wanted to see kangaroo, yung ganyan, yung mga Australian animals, mga koala. May interest ka ba sa ganun?
Baka pwede.
Dadaling ka ni Raymond sa wildlife park. Oh, actually, sa mga park dito, yung mga kangaroo nakikita mo lang everywhere. Like, you don't
really
need to go to the zoo to actually see them.
Wow.
Oh, nasa wild lang sila. At nagbaboxing pa.
Nagbaboxing po ang kangaroo. Meron akong nakikitang TikTok sa na mga ganun, na nagbaboxing sila.
Totoo yun.
Ay, no.
sa mga regional part kung saan mas freely sila nakaka-roam yung ating mga Australian animals. Ikaw, Dan, may mga suggestion ka ba para kay Jeremy na dapat niyang itry when he's here in Australia? Kasi si Dan mahilig din mag-travel.
Ayun.
Kung nandyan ka na, no, si Pesto, yung malaking yung baby na penguin na oversized ba yun? Alam mo, pati mga celebrities, international celebrities, dinadalaw dyan. I think nasa SeaWorld ba? Or sa... Dyan. So, it's not SeaWorld. Aqua something. Dyan sa may South. Oo. Pero,
sa city lang.
Oo, nasa city. Si Olivia Rodrigo, alam ko, pumunta siya dyan. At pinuntahan niya mismo doon sa loob nung...
Yung penguin ba ito, Dan? Hindi, taga Melbourne ako, pero hindi ko ito napuntahan.
Kung kilala niya si Mudeng, yung pygmy na hippo, sikat na sikat. Siya yung counterpart dito na baby sa Pesto na penguin pag ginugal.
Wow. Search ko nga.
Nandito ka na sa Melbourne.
Oh. And another place to go na maganda, if you like art, syempre mga painting and all, you have to go to NGV, National Gallery of Victoria,
okay.
which is very close here, 5 minutes away, but pag maglalakad ka from here. So, mga magagandang painting, kasi parang yung Melbourne din kasi sentro ng arts, ng entertainment, ng music, everything. So,
wow.
Ito yung lugar for you. O, di ba talaga pinromote kayo Melbourne?
Yes, this is for me talaga.
Part-time tour guide kami ni Nicole.
I think di na ako aalis.
Pero ka isang surprise song para sa atin. Tell us about your next pasample sa ating mga tagapakinig.
This next song actually is a sample of a song that I will be doing tomorrow. Ay. At the Philippine Fiesta in Victoria.
Oh.
This is called Sinayang Mo.
And nako. Parang naka-relate agad ako.
So this song is when we think about heartbreaks in the perspective of a guy, we always think of the guy being senti, very sad boy. Ito, this is the perspective of hindi, sinayang mo lang ako. Parang sinayang mo lang yung pagmamahal ko, sinayang mo lang yung oras ko. At yun nga, it's saying na, oh, it's your loss. Mm-hmm. It's your loss. It's just
right.
Not trying to be very sad boy about it.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yun nga, trying to brush it off.
Then once again, we have Jeremy G.
Ayan, this is Sinayang Mo. Don't waste our time, girl, sabihin mo sakin. Are you ashamed of us? Pag-ibig ka, sinayang mo. Look at what you're wasting. Sayang naman, baby. I'm yours, so where you at? Pag-ibig ka, sinayang mo.
Galing! Grabe, mix of English and Tagalog, no?
Yes, Taglish.
O, Taglish siya. Napakagaling. And then, when you write a song, parang bigla lang ba siyang, you know, is there a process para sa iyo, Jeremy, pag nagsusulat ka ng awit?
Specifically sa song na yan, sa beat pa lang narinig namin, kasi kakukurite ko dito si Sir Jonathan Manalo, mm-hmm. Sir Rock Santos. The first thing we heard is, dapat, when someone sing a song like this, dapat sisigaw sila.
Ah.
And we were trying to think of what should they be screaming out if mm-mm. if they're feeling that way about a person.
Mm-mm.
So naisip namin perfect yung sinayang mo for something that people would scream, and nakakatuwa din when I would sing this song sa mga schools and everything. Mm-mm. as in nakaka-relate yung mga students and everything. Parang feeling ko galit sila sa akin pag sinigawan nila yung sinayang mo. Bigla, minsan sinasabi ko, "Uy, ba't kayo galit sa akin?" Hindi naman ano. But it's something very relatable for everybody. And mm-hmm. Yun, that's the first thing we heard sa sinayang mo. Yun ang unang namin naisip. But usually when writing songs, it's sa akin melody. Mm-hmm.
Melody muna.
Melody. Yun ang unang tumatatak sa akin.
Oh.
Speaking of melody, do you play any instruments? Kasi you work with the Jonathan Manalo, no? Mm-hmm. So great, so good. Pero like, you know, with the music, ikaw ba tumutugtog ng instrumento? You get involved in that process?
Yes, I actually play piano. And yun nga na-mention natin, I work with Sir Jonathan Manalo. Sobrang thankful ako na he took me under his wing and he also taught me how to produce. So now I've been producing for other artists as well. I've been there's our P-pop group 1621 BC, Shania Gomez, and I have upcoming production projects that I'm pag-uwi ko gagawin ko rin.
Oh.
So nakakatuwa din dahil since Sir John took me under his wing, I've been able to work with many artists.
Mm-mm.
Write songs for Miss Pops Fernandez.
Wow.
Si Ate Vice, meron siyang na-release na song this last Friday. I was able to be a part of that as well. So, yeah.
Amazing. Nakakatulong din ba na may collaboration, of course,
sobra,
with other people?
Sobra. Because something that I noticed, when writing by myself, parang paulit-ulit lang minsan yung mga melodies na ginagawa ko, yung mga lyrics. So whenever I work with other people, it gives me different perspective.
Mm-mm.
Sa hindi lang sa buhay nila, pati na rin sa workflow.
Yes.
Yun din yung nakakatulong sa akin. Minsan yung ibang tao, they just talk.
Yeah.
Kung paano tayo nag-uusap ngayon.
Mm-mm.
After they talk, that's when they write the song.
Yeah.
There's other people that have a story in mind,
mm-mm.
and as in nag-i-emote sila habang sinusulat nila yung kanta.
Mm-hmm.
And there's others na they just wanna have fun, they wanna party when they write. So seeing those different perspectives helps me write in a certain way, helps me write more like me, and combining everything. Ano, it's a great feeling to do.
Amazing. Nako, so I'm sure madaming mga dapat abangan mula kay Jeremy. Pero Jeremy, ito yung aabangan ng mga Pinoy bukas sa iyo. Ano yung mga dapat nilang wag ma-miss sa Philippine Fiesta kasama si Kim Chu and of course yourself?
Ah, syempre wag niyo ma-miss Ako? Si Ate Kim. But syempre, ang dami naming pasabog para sa inyo.
Wow.
If you guys go over there. You guys can hear that song I just sang kanina. Magsising and dance ako. I'm gonna, take it slow, sing a couple ballads then as well, and we're just kind of have a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna give you guys a taste of home. So
wow.
Ito rin yung nakakatuwa din being a part of TFC's 30th year anniversary din, because yun nga, minention ko rin to kanina na bukod sa 1MX in London, this is my first actual TFC event.
Ah,
so I'm so happy to be a part of this, lalo na we're here in Melbourne, Australia, and mm-hmm. to see yung mga kapamilya natin dito, and I hope to see you guys there.
Oh, curious question lang. Mm. Kabado ka pa rin ba? I know madami ka ng performances, nag-ASAP ka na and all that. Ka pa, The Voice. May kaba pa ba kapag nagpa-perform on stage, especially sa live crowd?
Sobra.
Talaga?
Yeah, there's one saying that I heard. And the saying is, if you're not nervous before anything, that means you're not interested, you don't want to do well, or it doesn't matter to you.
Mm.
So mas okay sa akin na kinakabahan ako. So ibig sabihin na I want to do my best, I want to perform my best, do my best para sa audience.
Paano mo ino-overcome yung kaba? Meron ka ba mga ritual?
Hindi, bit-bit ko.
Wala bang mga, nagbo-vocalize ka o nagyo-yoga ka? May mga ganong artist, diba, Dan?
Ako, kahit nagbo-vocalize ako or whatever I do backstage, meron pa rin eh. Meron pa rin. I guess it's after I sing the first notes, the first line of the first song, dun medyo nawawala. Or pagdating sa hosting, yung opening spiels ko.
Oh,
Once the opening spiels happen, dun.
Tuloy-tuloy na.
So parang, I think it's like a warming up process with every show.
Importante nang i-enjoy ka, diba?
Yes.
Nag-i-enjoy ka.
Plans mo for 2025 naman? Para sa mga fans mo at para sa aming lahat, diba? Ano bang naka-line up sa'yo for next year?
Plans for 2025? Well, this year actually, it was a year, I only released two songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a lot of songs for others, producing, songwriting for others. So I think next year it's I'm going to go back to my music. I have a couple stuff lined up. Hopefully I'm working on my next album right now. So more music from me naman next year in 2025.
I think
amazing. At may plano din bang umuwi sa Amerika para paki-join or bisitahin din yung mga fans doon?
Yes. Actually, every Christmas I go home to the US. Yes.
Okay.
That's where I spend Christmas to see the family over there. So, it's always a time that I look forward to because I only go home once a year, two at most. So, yan.
Paskong Pinoy ba yung celebration ninyo at sa
Sobra.
Family?
Talaga. Sobra, yeah. Sama-sama lahat. Daming pagkain. Ang hirap mag-diet sa time na yun. Ayan.
Oo. And Pinoy food din ba?
Yes.
Yes.
Hindi nawawala yun. Favorite ng dad ko lahat ng food.
Siya nagluluto.
Or nakikain lang siya sa...
Amazing. Yeah. And finally, imbitahan natin yung ating mga kababayan to come see you guys tomorrow. And of course, yung mensahe mo din sa lahat ng mga Filipinos natin dito sa Australia. And also yung mga naglulook up sa iyo, Jeremy. Kasi marami din tayo mga Filipino-Australian artists na nais din for sure sundin yung iyong footsteps in the future.
Ayan, unahin ko yung message for the aspiring artists, do what you love and don't let what other people say affect you. As long as you love your craft and you love what you're doing, that's all that matters, and you'll improve as long as you love what you do. Don't force yourself, because if you force yourself, you're gonna make it feel like work.
Yes.
Like what I said earlier, the reason why I feel like I've improved is because I felt like I loved my work and I love what I'm doing. So I think you guys should do the same. And para sa mga Filipinos that are growing up in different countries as well,
yes.
Siguro, try not to forget the culture. Embrace the Filipino culture, kasi ang sarap maging Pinoy. There's so many amazing things that Filipinos do and Filipinos are a part of, and we should embrace it, and we should be proud of it. Ayan.
Amazing. Mm. And finally, imbitahan natin ng mga kababayan to come by tomorrow.
Yes, you guys can catch us at the Philippine Fiesta in Victoria. Actually, today din, November 23 and November 24, syempre, at the Philippine Community Center at the Laverton. Syempre, this is a big part of TFC's 30th anniversary because we want to say thank you para sa lahat ng mga Pilipinos natin that have supported us as well throughout the years. So we are here to give you guys a good time and to have some fun.
Tugtugan at kwentuhan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.